Welcome to You Need Therapy, the Happy People podcast, or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults, where we talk about everything mental health related, and we have the conversations that no one wants to have because they're uncomfortable. So welcome to the community. I'm so glad you're here, and let's hop right in. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/youneedtherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for You Need Therapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/youneedtherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/youneedtherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. So, how's everyone doing? How are y'all feeling on this week in January? Last week in January? Is that right? I think that's right. Hold on. Let me pull up a calendar really quick. Apparently my calendar's not set up on my computer. Yeah, we're in the last week of January. It is literally going to be February next week. That's nuts. Oh my gosh. Okay, anyway. Well. Okay, so yeah, how's everyone doing this last week of February? It's the last week of January. Oh my god. How's everyone doing this last week of January? My brain is all over the place. I apologize. I genuinely have not gotten good sleep in quite a few nights. Anyway, so I hope everyone's doing great. Yeah, I honestly was kind of like blocked for ideas for this week's episode when I was planning yesterday. So this is kind of be all over, to be completely honest, but that's, I think, the beauty of this podcast is because I don't want it to feel super planned, super structured. I like it to feel like you're just having a chat with a friend, because that's what we are. We are all friends here. If you're new here, my name's Emily. I'm here to help with all of your mental health ups and downs. Yeah, I'm not a licensed professional in any way, clearly, you can tell. But I have been through the works myself, so I'm just here to kind of share all of my knowledge that I've gained over the past few years, from, you know, my own time at therapy, other podcasts, books, you name it. Yeah, I'm just here to share, and hopefully it'll help at least one person. And if it does, then my job here is complete. That's all I want to do is just help. I just want you guys to not feel alone. So if you are not new here and you are just coming back and you continue to come back to these episodes, thank you so much. I love you guys so much, and I love this family that we're creating. It literally feels so supportive. Anytime I get to chat with you guys, like when you message me and stuff, it just feels like the warmest, like it just feels like warm hugs whenever you guys message me. I absolutely love hearing from you guys. It's incredible. Very, very safe, loving little family that we are creating here, and that is my absolute favorite thing. If you are new here, we start out each episode with what I call my life breakdown, and that is kind of where I just share what has been going on since the last time we chatted. I didn't get to do a life breakdown in last week's episode because we had a guest, Michael. Let's give another shout out to Michael Vajani for coming onto the podcast and talking about toxic masculinity. That was great. If you have not listened to that episode yet, please, please, honestly, stop this episode and go listen to that one. That was probably one of my favorite episodes ever. That was great. But I didn't do a life breakdown. We kind of just got right into it. So there's a bit more to share this week because I have 2 weeks to catch you guys up on. So yeah, we're just gonna jump into it. As always, please feel free to message me on Instagram if you want to share your life breakdown, if you just want to say hey, if you have something you're going through that you need some advice on, if you just want to be besties, please message me on Instagram. I have both my personal Instagram linked and the podcast Instagram. Those are both linked in the description of the episode as well as the description of the podcast. So please feel free to shoot me messages. I always answer. I love talking with you guys. It's my favorite thing because I want to be friends. I want to be best friends with every single one of you. So yeah. Anyway, moving on. We're going to get a life breakdown now. So first and foremost, I feel that this is very important to mention. I started watching Ted Lasso, guys. I know, I'm so unbelievably late to the game on that show. But I haven't had the time. But we have the time now. And I started it. And oh my gosh, literally probably one of my absolute favorite shows. I'm not even done with it. I think I just started season two. But it's literally my favorite show right now. It's incredible. My cousin had recommended it like quite a while back. And so I had just DM'd her a couple nights ago. And I was like, Hannah, I finally got to that show you were talking about. And she got so excited that I was finally watching it. So then we bonded over that. So if you have watched Ted Lasso or are currently watching Ted Lasso, please DM me. I need someone to talk about it. I just made my mom start watching it last night also with me. And she loves it. So, yeah. And she is, like, she's picky with her shows, with, like, humor and stuff in her shows. She's very picky with that, and she likes it. So I'm like, yeah, this is a good one because Lori likes it. Literally best show. I could talk about it for hours. Ted Lasso is, oh, my God. Ted is just, I want a best friend like him, to be completely honest. Love him. Yeah. Anyway, so I just had to share that because, oh my God, I literally adore that show. Adore it. And I need more people to talk about it with. So if you've watched it, please DM me. Please. Let's chat about it. Okay. What else do I have to share? Oh yeah. So I had mentioned earlier that I hadn't had some like good night's sleep in a while. Yeah. So I've had some major anxiety driven laziness this past week. It was pretty bad. I would say it started Thursday, and then I kind of just forced myself out of it, yesterday afternoon / evening. It was, like, 4 by the time I had gotten out of bed and, like, got my shit together. It was a struggle, but I was, like, staying up to, like, 3 or 4, and then, but I would still have to, like, get up at, like, 6 or 7, to, like, feed my dog and, like, do all the responsible adulty things, and overall, so, like, it was just bad, so then I was lazy throughout the whole day, and, like, didn't get anything done, and it was horrible, and that was the past, like, yeah, it was Thursday to I mean, really Sunday, because Sunday, I mean, I pushed myself out of it at, like, 4 o'clock yesterday. I was like, you're going to shower, you're going to make your bed, you're going to light a candle, you're going to pick up, you're going to get it together, and I did, and that actually really helped, kind of just forcing myself out of it. But I did want to share, I asked around, like, I asked all my friends for tips on, like, getting out of kind of anxiety-driven laziness, and they gave me some good tips, so I wanted to share some of those. So the first one was, it was very specific, it was make a smoothie. And I was like, honestly, I love that. So if you don't like smoothies, that's not the one for you. And that's okay, because we have so many other tips. The biggest ones were kind of like self-care. And just, so I was like, I did a face mask. I lit a candle. And, you know, did my skincare very extensively. And that helped kind of like feeling. And then like making your bed. That was a big one, was make your bed. That genuinely helped so much, and I really don't understand why, couldn't explain the science behind that, but it made me feel so much better. And then after I had made my bed, I just had more motivation to like pick my room. And then I think the other one that really helped too was going outside, especially because it was sunny yesterday. So if it's not sunny where you are at the moment, maybe don't go outside if it's like really cold. But if it's sunny, and because I think the vitamin D really helped, just being out in nature and everything was just, it really helped. I don't know why, really picked me up though. What were some of the other ones? Music was a big one. Listen to like some happy upbeat music that makes you feel good. FaceTiming your friends so you have someone to talk to, that was the one that was suggested. I didn't do that one, but I know that definitely helps me sometimes when I'm needing to chat. So like definitely FaceTime your friends. I'm trying to think. Oh, meditation. Meditation was a big one that was also recommended. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I'm literally the worst at meditating. I fall asleep every single freaking time. Cause I try to meditate for 10 minutes. I use the Calm app, and they have like little guided meditations on there. I'm so bad at it. My mind wanders so much, and then I just fall asleep. I'm, like, in it for 5 minutes, and then I'm out for the last 5 minutes. Even if I'm, like, sitting up, it's not like I even lay down. It's, like, I'm just out, and I'm, like, really? Okay. So, I that one I'm struggling with, but that was one. I can't remember if there was any other. I think that was pretty much it. But, yeah, that was it. So, those are some tips, maybe. So, if you're going through the same thing, maybe try one of those. I would say the ones that I recommend the most would be going outside, making your bed and kind of just picking up the space, and music. I think those were the three that were the most helpful for kind of getting me out of it and helping me to force myself out of the laziness and kind of just getting, like, forcing myself to get stuff done. Those are what I recommend for that. So if you're going through the same thing, don't even worry about it, because I literally was just going through the same thing as well. So you're not alone in that. It happens. We're human. Our mental health is a roller coaster at all times. At all times. What else? Oh, yeah. So, that was kind of a low of my week, if you will. Some highs of my week are I have booked at least 3 jobs so far for 2022. If you're new here and you don't know, my main career, what I do is I'm an actor. The podcast is kind of just a side thing that I adore doing, by the way. So my main job is an actor. So I've booked 3 jobs for 2022 so far, which is really exciting. I'm so ready to work. I actually start on one on the 29th. Is our first shoot day. So I'm very, very excited. That one's going to be fun. I'm excited. I'm excited to work. I adore working. It's my favorite thing. I'm excited. I'm excited to book more. There's been a lot of opportunity. I'm very lucky that there's been a lot of opportunity. And I think a big part of that is been looking for opportunity more. And the more that I've looked for opportunity, the more that's popping up. And then that gets me into my next thing that I want to share about. I think I've talked about this already, but I've been reading this book by Mel Robinson. Oh my god, I have to look it up now, because now I'm blanking on what her last name is. This is embarrassing. I apologize, everyone. Mel Robbins. Robbins. Okay, Robbins, yes. So if you don't know who that is, she's a motivational speaker, and an author and everything, and I think I talked about her book not last episode, but the episode before, but I've been reading her book, The High Five Habit, and it's all about, self-love and self-confidence and manifestations and just, loving yourself and believing in yourself, how important that is to, a successful and happy life. And I was reading the book this morning, and she started talking about manifestation, and I was like, oh my God, I need to share this on the podcast. Because she was talking basically about how most people, their manifestations aren't working because we're manifesting wrong. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so right. So basically she was like, most people have this habit of just visualizing the big goal. Like, the big goal that you're working for, and kind of shoving it into, a timeline, and how that is not helpful. The more successful way of manifesting is you have to visualize the smaller baby steps that you're gonna have to take to get to that successful, or that, that end goal. In your brain, if I wanna do this, I'm gonna have to do A, B, and C to get there. And so, visualizing yourself doing those and meeting those smaller goals, and that's gonna be a more successful way to manifest to eventually end up at that big goal, and to stop putting it on a timeline. That big goal is gonna happen when it happens, after you've been able to, successfully visualize and successfully complete those littler steps and those littler, that's not really a word, smaller goals, yeah, we'll go with that, that was kind of shocking. I was like, I guess I never really thought about that, because I've always been the person who, manifests, the big end goal. So if you're like me, and probably most people, and you manifest and visualize that big end goal, maybe start to visualize those smaller goals, and kind of the process that you need to get there. And she also talks about, I don't think I've shared this yet, but I need to share it, because literally it was the most shocking thing ever. And it talks about your brain and how we can train our brain to literally get whatever we want in life, and to succeed at whatever we're gonna succeed in. And it's, shoot, what was it called? It's basically talking about how your brain has a filter on it. And it's kind of like, it's like a hairnet, over your brain. And it's called the reticular activating system. So basically, if we were to take in all of the information around us, everything, all the sights, all the sounds, all the smells, all the knowledge, our brain would just, it would malfunction and implode, be from it's too much. It's too much for our brain. So basically, the reticular activating system, or RAS, R-A-S, it makes it so that your brain, responds to four things that get past the kind of filter into your conscious brain, because it comes from, the subconscious to our conscious. So basically, it's four things our brain is trained to let into our conscious. It's one, it's the sound of our name being called. So whenever our name is called, we respond to that. Our brain goes, hey, that's my name. That's important. I need to know that. Two is anything that threatens our safety or the safety of those around us. So our surroundings, anytime that our safety feels threatened, our brain is, our reticular activating system knows to respond and let us know. Three, it's trained to let any time that your partner is interested in having sex. So those signals that your partner is interested in having sex, that'll get past the filter and into your conscious brain. And then the fourth thing is anything else that your reticular activating system thinks is important. And it knows what to think is important by what you're telling it is important. So basically, she talks about how our negative thoughts are holding us back in our own happiness and like in our success, because the constant like self-talk and negative and kind of just, you know, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. Your brain is like, oh, you can't do this. You can't do this. So we're not going to let any of the opportunities in, blah, blah, blah. So the more that you kind of positive self-talk and the more that you train your brain to look for opportunities and, you know, all of that kind of positive, when you flip that message, your reticular activating system then knows to let those opportunities in and all of that in. So basically, you can train your brain to you know, work for you. So basically, like, it's how, you know, if when you're car shopping, when you're looking for a new car and you have this one specific car in mind, you go to the dealership and like you're looking at it, you test drive it, and you really want that one car. And then all of a sudden, you're seeing that specific car everywhere and you've never seen it around before, but you're seeing it everywhere all of a sudden. That's because you told your reticular activating system that this car is important. So now it's going to point it out every time that you see it. Like, that car's passed you hundreds of times on the road, but your reticular activating system didn't know it was important, so it didn't know to point it out. So it's really cool because you can train your brain to work for you. And I think that was really cool. And I literally just needed to share that because I got so excited reading that. It was the coolest thing. And I hadn't shared it with anyone. And I was like, oh my God, I need to share that because I think it's the coolest thing. And you might not think it's very cool. And I do, in fact, apologize for that. But I think it's cool. And if you think it's cool, oh my God, let's chat about it later. So that's really cool. So basically, the moral of the story is train your brain with positivity and to look for opportunity and all of that, because the more that you're looking for this opportunity and you're letting your reticular activating system to know to look for that opportunity and let you know when it's there, the more opportunity is going to come and the more successful you're going to be and the happier you're going to be and the better everything is going to be better. And I've noticed that, truthfully, like it sounds silly, but it's like it's legit. And I've noticed that instead of like every time that I've had small things happen, instead of being like, oh my God, this is a small thing, this is opportunity. And the more I've pointed out to my brain that this is opportunity, the more opportunities have been flowing in a lot faster. So I'm telling you, it works. It's a legitimate thing. She explains in the book, there's whole science behind it. So yeah, train your brain and big things will happen. And I think that's really cool. Yeah. So I know that was kind of a long life breakdown, but I really wanted to share all that because I just think it's all important. I think it's all cool. And yeah, so if you think that's cool, that's great. I'm glad I could share that fact with you. If you don't think it's cool, I'm really sorry. You probably skipped through it. You're probably not even listening anymore, but that's fine. Okay, so I think that's all for my life breakdown this week and what I wanted to share. We're going to now get into kind of the bulk of the episode. So yeah, let's go. Oh, as always, if you want to share your life breakdown with me, please DM me. I am so interested to know what's going on in everyone's lives because I'm so nosy. I am so nosy. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Okay, so we are chatting today about being in your 20s and how much they can kind of suck. So personally, I am not yet, I guess, in my 20s. I am like 4-ish, 5-ish. It's weird because it's the end of January. I'm like 4 months away, essentially, from being 20. So I'm close. I am close, but I'm not yet. But I feel that I can talk about this. I think it's fine. So it's like, let's first talk about how it's really weird being in your 20s. Like, it's such a weird age range to be in, because I feel like it's such a big transitional period, and you have, like, some people who are the same age as you that you went to high school with that, like, are getting married and having babies, and then there's some people who, like, literally don't have any idea of what's going on, and there's some people in the middle, and everyone's moving, and everyone's in different places. Like, it's just weird. It's just weird, and I literally, it is the weirdest thing, being my age and seeing on Instagram people of my age or, like, my similar age range, like, who have a literal child now or have got, I can't tell you how many fucking, like, wedding posts I've seen in the past few months of people who are my age, and it just baffles me. Like, I'm very happy for them. That's great, but it just baffles me because I'm, like, in my brain, that's something that's not even, like, close to being on the spectrum right now. And it's just, so it just shocks me. I'm like, whoa, okay. So it's just shocking. And I'm like, okay. But then, because there's, like, people getting married. And then I'm like, no. And then, you know, I also have some, like, friends who are older who are, I just saw another engagement post last night. Like, it's just crazy. And I feel like it's such a weird age, and I think if you're, like, working, you also have friends who are, like, way older than you, so you're friends with them, but then you're at, like, way different life experiences, and it's just overall just kind of weird. Yeah, it's kind of, like I said, it's this transitional period. You're going from, like, teen to adult, but it's not super adult yet, but, like, you're legally considered one, and but you don't really feel like it, and then I think there's a lot of guilt that can get thrown in of, like, you feel guilty because you're not super, you don't have everything together yet, but you're like, well, you're still young, but you're also like, but I'm adult and I should have it together, and then there's people who are gonna have it together way sooner than you are, and then that feels, you feel bad, and it's honestly just a mess. Let's be real, it's a mess being in your 20s. And then I want to really hit on this, because this is something that is literally, I have been so frustrated with for so long. 18 to 21 is literally so weird. It is, like, it feels like, you know how they talk about, and, like, it's like there's heaven and hell and then there's purgatory, because you don't really fit into one, but then you're in this weird middle space. I feel like 18 to 21 is purgatory. That is, I genuinely feel like this. And because it's, like, it's 18 is, you're, like, graduating high school, and it's super exciting, and you can vote, and, like, life is, you feel like it's getting started, and then, like, 20, you're like, hey, like, okay, well, there's still not much, but, like, I'm 20, I don't have a teen in my age anymore, so it's kind of exciting, and then 21, you can drink, and you can go to clubs, and you can do a lot more of all of the adult things, and that you really feel like you can start adulting now. But, like, I feel like the kind of 19 and 20 is, like, kind of weird, and you kind of just feel weird and all of it. And then let me rant about this, guys, because 19 is the dumbest fucking age, and I feel like some people don't understand it and then some do, so this is gonna be, you know, kind of split down the middle. 19 is the stupidest age ever. I'm so sick of it. I am so sick of it, because first of all, I feel like it just, you can't do anything. Nothing happens when you turn 19. Nothing, like, life-changing. And there's nothing. And you can't do anything yet. And it's just dumb. And then it's, oh, here's my big issue, is I feel so stupid telling people I'm 19. And this might just be my brain overthinking everything like it always does. But it feels so stupid saying that age. Because, like, you're kind of an adult, but you still have a teen in your age. And it just sounds horrible and, like, my real first experience feeling this way was I was in Florida last summer with my friend Caitlin, who at the time was 20. She's gonna be 21 here soon. But so she's 20 when we're in Florida and I'm 19, and we're there by ourselves. It's like a resort, so it's mainly filled with, you know, adults and people in their 20s. So we're in the hot tub and people like keep coming in and, you know, and you're meeting new people and you're talking to new people. And everyone, I swear to God, was like 20, 21 or 22. And Caitlin's 20 and I'm like the, it felt like I was the only 19-year-old. And I felt so stupid because, you know, you get in, you ask, you're like, oh, what's your name? What do you do? Like, how old are you? You know, the kind of base questions. And everyone's like, oh, I'm 21, I'm 20, I'm 22, I'm 23, 25. And I'm like, I feel so dumb. Because, like, the way I act and my personality has always been a lot more mature, has always been a lot older, and I've always gotten along with people who are older. But I just feel so stupid. And I know, it's nothing to be stupid, like, to feel stupid about. Like, I couldn't control when my parents decide to have sex and, like, birth me. Like, I can't. Literally, that is out of my control in every single way. But, like, I'm so frustrated by it. So I started telling people I was 20. I was like, I'm not telling people I'm 19 anymore because this just feels stupid. And, yeah, so that's kind of my rant about that. That was a very personal rant, and I feel like there's going to be nobody that relates to that. But, because, like, it's, like, half of my friends that I tell that to, they're like, Emily, that's stupid. I don't understand what you're talking about. And then the other half is like, oh my God, no, I absolutely know what you're talking about. So yeah, this is a dumb age. And that's all I have to say about that. But yeah, so that's kind of weird. The other thing I want to talk about being in your 20s is how not going to college makes it so much harder. And I feel especially this, I kind of talked about this topic. I had an audition last week and I was chatting with the producers after the audition, and the topic of college got brought up, and I was talking about how I decided to not go to college, and they were like, yeah, that's it. They were like, everyone that we've met today and we've kind of asked about college there, it seems like less and less people are going down that traditional route. And I think that's super interesting, but I also think that's really great because I think that shows that people are actually starting to pursue what they really want instead of what society pushes down our throats to want. And, like, creative fields, I think, are getting a lot more light, which I think is great. Because I think for such a long time, creative fields were dubbed as, like, not real jobs and stuff. And I think they're finally, people are understanding that they are real jobs and people are starting to pursue them. And college isn't necessarily a huge need because I feel like there's actually very few careers that, like, you actually need a degree for. Anyway, that's a whole other rant. But not going to college makes this weird transitional period even harder because you don't have that normal kind of space to make friends. You don't have, like, the parties to go to and to, like, drink. So you can't really drink because you can't go out in public yet and drink if you're not 21. And so, like, it's kind of just all around funky if you're not going to college because you just don't have that pool. And if you don't have, like, a regular job, if you're not working in, like, a restaurant or retail or a grocery store, like something like your kind of base, like starting jobs that you have in your early 20s, like you don't have a regular pool of people to meet and to make friends with. So it's kind of just all around weird. It's really hard to make friends, especially when you're transitioning from that teen to adult. Like as an adult, it's so hard to make friends. And like, so it's all over. It's just weird. And then, so, like, not going to college makes it harder. Like, I can't tell you how difficult it is to make friends. So difficult. Because here's the thing. All my friends from high school that I've stayed friends with, like, I think probably, like, 3 or 4 people that I've stayed actually good friends with, we're all in different states now. And so, like, you know, you can't just, like, hang out with them whenever you want. So, like, and I moved to a different state, so I had no idea who anyone was. I didn't have any friends. I didn't have any connections. I didn't have squat. And so, like, it's so hard to make friends. I think I have, like, 2 friends here. And, yeah, so it's really difficult. And it's just, like, it's just so weird being this age. And I feel like I guess this isn't really like an advice type of episode. This is kind of just a chatting episode because I feel like a lot of people feel this way and I feel like it doesn't get talked about enough. And I want people to know they're not alone in like feeling so unsettled in this part of life, because I think it's super normal to feel unsettled. I was having this conversation with my mom and with a couple of my friends on Saturday. It's just, it's such a weird time. And I think it's such a weird time in knowing what you want, because I think what you want tends to switch up almost day to day. And I think you're trying to do so many things at once that you can't really focus on what you want. I think it's super important to note, because I think we get stressed a lot of, oh, we have to know everything that we want for our future right now. No, you don't. Absolutely not. I think this is honestly, it's really truthfully a period in life where you really don't know what's going on, and it's the time to not know what's going on. Like, it's acceptable, so embrace it. And I think we were talking about, very specifically, we were talking about, like, relationship-wise. Like, I was talking to a friend about, like, when you're young, like, relationships, not knowing what you want out of those. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So normal to not know what you want. And I think especially because, here's the thing, I think when we're growing up and when we're a lot younger, we think like 25 is so old. Like, that's, we have to have all of our shit together by that age, right? And so, like, and if this goes for me too, like, I was that person who, when I was, you know, 16, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be married by like 21, 22, and having babies by like 23 and 24. And oh my God, I could not even fathom that right now. Absolutely not. Like, now I'm like, 30s sounds great for all of that. And like, it's just, it baffles me that we think when we're younger, we think that you're, once you're in your 20s, like, you're so grown up, you're so old, like, that's time to start settling down and everything. But like, you're still so young in your 20s. You're still so young in your 30s too. Like, I don't know why we always get this impression, and why it's, oh, sorry, I dropped something in, so sorry if that made noise. But I don't know why we're always under the impression that, like, this is the time to have everything together and it's time to settle down. And, you know, for some people, it will be, and that's great. Like, for all the people, you know, that I was telling you about that I've seen that are already married and already having babies, like, that's great. Absolutely. But also, I think it's important to know that if you're not wanting that right now, it's okay. And there is no need to feel selfish or to feel wrong if you're just wanting to focus on you and your career and yourself. And if you don't want a serious relationship, and it's okay if you're just wanting to date around and like do all that, like, no, it's okay. That is in no way wrong. It is in no way selfish. Like, this is the time to do that stuff. I mean, any time in your life is to do whatever you want, because I think we get these like restrictions put on us by society of like, 20s is like your fuck around years, and then 30s you get married, and then 40s like, oh, it's pretty much done by now. You're like in a stable job and you're just working and nothing new is gonna happen. And I think that's the dumbest thing, because I think at any age you can do whatever you want. I don't know why we got this idea of like, life stops at once you're in your 40s and 50s, like, it's done. You can't do anything new, you can't pursue anything new, like, it's done. You're supposed to have everything figured out by then and everything like that. And I genuinely think that's so stupid, because why couldn't you, you know, change career paths at 40? Why couldn't you do that? I just think it's so silly, and I think we should embrace change at whatever age, and we should embrace new things and just do what you want to do. Live your life how you want to live it. If you don't want to get married, don't get married. If you don't want to have babies, don't have babies. That is not an obligation, ever. It never was. It's, society tries to put it on us as an obligation, especially as women, but it's not. You do not owe babies to anyone if you don't want to have babies. You don't owe marriage to anyone if you don't want to be married. just do you. It is not selfish. You don't owe your family the grandkids. Like, you don't owe your parents grandkids if they're begging you. Do not let them pressure you into having babies because they want babies. You should have babies because you want babies. Yeah, I think it's a really hard age in your early 20s to know what you want and to figure it out. But I think it's really important to make sure you do have time by yourself and not paired up with someone else to be able to reflect and to be able to really grow in yourself, to be able to truthfully love yourself. Because I think this is an age of nothing but growth. And I think every year in your early 20s, you're changing and you're a different person. Every few months even, I think that life is drastically changing, especially at this age. And I think it's really important to take time by yourself to figure that out and to know that. And so, you know, if you want to be single, if you want to focus on you, do that. In no way let anybody make you feel selfish or wrong for doing that. It is so important. Self-discovery is so important. Self-love, so important. So important. You know? It's a hard age. It really is. It's a weird time period to be in. It's funky. It really is knowing what you want and feeling like... I was talking to my mom about this because it's especially if you're like, if you're not moved out yet, like if you're still with your parents or if you're still, you know, like financially relying on your parents, which is okay if you are. Oh my gosh. I don't know why we got this idea of like 18, you're moved out and you're paying like, whoa. No. I was going on a date the other night and I like literally... I still, before I do anything, I still have, in the back of my head, I'm like, you need to ask your mom. And so I go up to her, I'm like, mom, can I do this? She's like, Emily, you're an adult. I'm like, oh, yep, you're right. Like, I literally feel the need to ask my mom before, like, when my friend asked me to go out to dinner, she's like, hey, dinner? And I'm like, yeah, mom. Mom's like, no, you don't have to ask me. I'm like, oh, shoot, yeah, no, you're right, I don't. So I'm still in that mindset of like, so you know you're an adult, but like you still, we still want permission for everything and we're still, because I think it's almost like a guidance thing too, of like we're really not sure yet in our own decision-making skills. So we're like, oh, I'm still going to ask the parents. And I think it also can get really frustrating when you're trying to, you know, be an adult and trying to move into that stage of life and you have a parent that maybe is not letting you. This may be from personal experience, not my mom, but when you have a parent who still doesn't see you as an adult and still treats you as a child, it makes it really difficult to branch out and to make your own decisions and to feel comfortable in making your own decisions. So if you're a parent listening to this, please, when your children are adults, please treat them as adults. And please acknowledge that they are in fact adults and don't continue to hold them back, you know, as children. Because yes, they are your children, but they are not children anymore. They are adults. So yeah. Because it's a hard enough age to know, like, hey, I'm an adult and I can make these decisions, but it's still stressful and you're still really not sure of anything that's going on at any point in life, really. And I don't think anyone at any age knows what's really going on. And I think, like, I don't know where we got this idea. As children, as we looked up to adults, that like adults had everything together and just knew everything. No, that's the biggest freaking lie ever. Like, no one really knows what's going on. No one really has any idea. I think everyone really just wings it in life. Because I think that's all we can do. I mean, with what we're given, I think all you can do is just wing it. There's no handbook on how to live, on how to be an adult, on all of this stuff, you know? So, yeah, just go with the flow. Just wing it. Just do your best. That's what we're all doing. We're just doing our best. And, you know, really take the time to be young, you know? Again, I was saying, like, this is the time to, I mean, do stupid shit, you know? Like, nothing dangerous that's gonna hurt yourself or others, and nothing that's illegal, but, like, do dumb shit, you know? Like, this is the time to do that, and I know it feels like it for a lot of people when you're trying to get your life started, when you're trying to get career stuff, when you're trying to get through college, like, you feel like you have the weight of the world on your shoulders, but I promise you, you don't. You really don't. So take this time to be young, to make mistakes, to learn from those mistakes, to stay out way too late and not really sleep. And, like, your body will only be able to do that for so long. So, like, use that to its advantage. You know, eat. Oh my God. Eat whatever you want. Because again, your body is going to eventually catch up with you, but it's not yet and it won't. So eat what you want to eat. Drink. Oh my God. Like, just do all the dumb things. I'm not, like, promoting, like, don't, like, heavily drink. Don't, like, blackout every weekend. That's seems like a bad thing. But, like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But, like, I'm not going to tell anyone what they can and can't do. Don't hate your body, though. Like, do what it can, but don't, like, try to actually, like, damage your organs. But, yeah, take the time to be young, because, you know, it's not going to be here forever, and life is way too short. Life is literally way too short. That's really hitting me lately, that life is really short. So, like, don't try to rationalize all your decisions, you know? Just kind of do it, especially at this age. You know, take time to be serious, especially if you're a very, like, driven person, if you're a career-driven person and you're wanting to get that going. Work hard and make that happen, but also make sure you're having fun and you're doing fun things and you're taking the time to be young and make memories and, you know, spend a horrendous amount of money on concert tickets or shopping or fun things that, yeah, it's a lot of money, but you can always make more money. Like, those memories that you're making, those aren't replaceable, and those won't keep coming back. Like, a lot of things are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, so do them. Do them. Like, travel. Go to concerts. Go to festivals. Safely, and if you can, because there is still pandemic stuff going on. So be safe and be smart about it. But, you know, I think it's just important to live and not let the fear of anything get in the way. Just freaking live and just go out and have fun. And yeah, it's a really weird transitional stage of life being in your early 20s, but it also can be really fun if you make it fun. So do all the things, date around, have fun, don't date around, be single, love yourself, go out with your friends. Yeah. Do whatever, don't care about what anyone else is going to think also. I feel like I need to start leaving that, like, every episode, because we spend so much time, and especially at this age, because we still do care so much about what other people think. Don't. It literally does not matter. It literally does not matter. Do what you want to do. Do not hold back on your dreams or on something you're passionate about just because, oh, well, this person might judge me. They might think it's stupid. Because I can tell you what you want in life and your dreams, they're not going to make sense to pretty much anyone else. But they don't have to, because those people that you're worrying about, they have all their different dreams and things that they're probably worrying about that you're going to judge them about. So don't worry about what other people are going to think, because I can guarantee you they're probably not thinking those things half the time. They're probably so focused on their own stuff and being worried about what other people think of them that they're not paying attention. So just do what you want to do. I remember when I first started this podcast, I was holding back on it so much and I wasn't telling anyone about it because I was so scared that kids from high school were going to judge me for making a podcast that they thought it was going to be stupid. And now it's growing so much and I have people reaching out to me and it's funny because I'm 19 and I have like 30-year-olds DMing me on Instagram. They're like, can I get your advice on something? And I'm like, am I qualified for that? But like, just do, it's not, so your ideas and what you think and what you want in life, not stupid at all. Sure, half the time it's not gonna make sense to anybody else, but it doesn't need to. Because the way that we perceive everything, we perceive the world is different from, it differs for every person. So nothing's gonna be the same, so just do it. Like, again, life is way too short. You don't need to justify and rationalize every single little thing. If you want to do it, just do it. Just live. Make the decision. Count down from 5 and just do it. Because this is another thing that I heard from Mel Robbins in her TED Talk, is that our brain has 2 settings. It is either autopilot or emergency brake, because we get into these routines and it's routines that are killing us. Because you get into this routine and you're normal and you just go through it and you don't really think about it. It's like when you're driving to work and you get there and you're like, oh, I don't know how I got here. I don't remember any of that, because your brain goes on autopilot. And when change is brought into our lives and when our brain recognizes change, it immediately hits emergency brake, because we don't like change. As humans, we are literally conditioned to, like, be fearful of change. So when a new idea pops into your head, or, you know, like an opportunity or something, your brain's first instinct is to go emergency brake. And then you're not going to do it. And you're not going to take that opportunity. You're not going to jump on that or whatever. So when those things come up, you need to, you're kind of overdriving the emergency brake, is you have 5 seconds. You have 5 seconds before your brain hits that emergency brake. So you have 5 seconds to do something about it that's going to stick it into your brain to let your brain know, hey, we're okay. We don't need to emergency brake. This is fine. So if you have an idea, write it down, save it in notes. If somebody offers you this incredible opportunity and it's something you've been waiting for, yeah, it's going to be scary, but 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, say yes. Just don't be so scared of change and of life, because half the time, change is incredible. And you just need those 5 seconds of being like, yeah, let's do it. Okay? And I feel like that really, really relates to being in this weird transitional period of life, because I think everyone needs to we get so scared of change and opportunity and of these big things, and we don't do them, and then we get stuck. But just do it. Why not? Why the frick not? Anyway, that kind of was like kind of a tangent, but I felt that it related and I popped into my brain. So if you kind of want a deeper also explanation on that, go onto YouTube and look up Mel Robbins' TED Talk. It's really incredible. She's the best public speaker, motivational speaker I've ever watched. She's so energetic and she's so blunt and she's so straightforward, and it's incredible. So definitely recommend her TED Talk. Please go watch it. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. So moral of the story, kind of summarizing this episode, just live your life. You don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders. It's okay to not know what you want. It's okay to be single. It's okay to be in a relationship and getting married. Everyone's going to be at different stages in their life, even when we're at the same, I guess, stage in life, but we're all going to really be at different ones mentally. So just live. Be, you know, be courageous. and just have the time of your life while you can. So I think that is all that I have to say for today's episode. I know that was kind of all over the place and not really structured, but I kind of like the not super structured at the moment. So yeah, that's kind of my vibe in life right now, is not super structured. So I think we're going to reflect that in the podcast. And if you absolutely hate it, I'm so sorry. Please let me know and what I can do different. But if you like it, then yay. Yeah, so if you have not been told yet today, I love you so much. I am so proud of you. And whatever you are doing in life right now, wherever you are, I'm so proud of you. You are doing amazing. Just keep on going. You got this. And yeah, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your January. Oh my gosh, cannot believe it is almost February. But I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, wonderful rest of your day, wonderful rest of the month, whenever you are listening to this. I hope you guys continue to know how important you are and how much you are loved and just how incredible you are overall. So I love you so, 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 so much. And I will talk to you guys next week.